This is the Ford Theater, an hour of radio drama presented by the Ford Motor Company, makers of Ford, Mercury, and Lincoln cars, and Ford trucks, tractors, and motor coaches. Today's play, George Gershwin's Girl Crazy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Howard Lindsay, extending the management's welcome to a Ford Theater seat, or loge if you're the comfortable armchair type of listener, which we hope you are. If you care to park your favorite upholstery in front of this wavelength at this hour each week, we can promise that a very pleasant and richly varied parade of dramatic things and stuff will pass the point each week. This week, a very special event. The first performance of George Gershwin's musical comedy, Girl Crazy. Girl Crazy is Gershwin at the peak of his popular success, shortly after Rhapsody in Blue, but just before his final creative years, in which he turned to operatic and concert composition. Into Girl Crazy, our adapter and director, George Zachary, has crowded as much Gershwin music as possible. That's the reason for the show, to present the work of a great popular composer at the high point of his Broadway career, when he was still working so brilliantly in the musical comedy idiom. Girl Crazy opened in New York on October 14, 1930, and did much to make New Yorkers forget the Depression, then using up the headlines. The movies of the year were All Quiet on the Western Front and The Love Parade. The plays were The Green Pastures and Street Scene. The men of the year were Babe Ruth and Sinclair Lewis. And the show of the year was George Gershwin's Girl Crazy.
My name is Giba Gold, Bob, and I've been driving a hack around New York for 15 years when this whole thing starts. I'm stopped for a light on 48th Street and Broadway when this snappy-looking gent hails me and climbs in. I hear Square, too, and he gives me a big wink and says,
"Go west, my man, go west."
Well, I see that he's had a couple, but I figure a good-looking guy in a monkey suit has got to be pretty well healed. So I start out in the general direction of Jersey. 2 days later, I'm still driving west, and we're stopping for gas in Kansas City. Listen, I says, "Ain't this getting kind of expensive?"
"Think nothing of it, Geber. What's the fare?"
$473.85.
"Oh, a jip cab, eh?"
"Now, looky here, mister."
"Okay, Geber, don't excite yourself. I'm Danny Churchill, and I'm good for the money."
"You mean your old man is?"
"Same thing. He's paying for this trip."
"And where are we bound for?"
"Dad's ranch in Custerville."
"Custerville? Where's that?"
"Arizona."
"Now, listen, playboy."
"Look, Geber, haven't you ever wanted to see the great open spaces, the sweeping plains, the sun-kissed peaks of the everlasting hills?"
"All I want to see is $473. And it looks like I got to drive to Arizona to see it." On the way, Danny tells me his old man, who owns all the diamonds he ain't got room for in Tiffany's, has got pretty fed up with Danny's chasing from one girl to another and ordered him out of the family ranch to take a course in bronco busting and all that. When we get to Custerville, which is in the absolute middle of nowheres, I see what the old man has in mind. There's a sign that says, "This lovely little village boasts of the fact there have been no women within its limits for over 50 years. The one and original woman was shot and killed in a quarrel over her. 30 men were injured in this skirmish." Well, all this must have happened a long time ago, because there sure is nothing happening now. Nothing, that is, except some cowboys sitting around singing.
"Some fellas love to tiptoe through the tulips. Some fellas go on singing in the rain. Some people keep on painting skies with rainbows. Some fellas keep on swinging down the lane. But I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While other folks grow dizzy, I keep busy. Time.
napping and buying my time. Cause that's the kind of guy I'm. There's no regretting when I'm setting by my time.
Well, Geber, what do you think of the place?
It looks very unfriendly. Even a cucumber's got spikes on them.
You'll grow to love it, Geber.
I doubt it. Them tough-looking umbrees don't look too friendly, neither. I feel safer back on 48th Street.
All right, then. Sorry you won't stay. Here's your fare.
Hey! Where am I going to cash a check for $785 in the desert?
Well, one thing leads to something else, and I'm staying at Buzzard's Ranch with Danny. That sign in Custerville couldn't have been strictly on a level because there was one dame in the neighborhood, and it didn't take Danny no time to find it. Or maybe she found him.
Just what do you do here, miss?
I look after the mails in this section.
Good heavens, all of them?
No, silly, I have charge of the post office.
I've always heard you get acquainted fast out west.
We do, but...
We always take a little longer in New York because we want to know everything.
Everybody I ever met from New York knew everything.
If a letter comes for me, do you have to deliver it?
Yes.
I'll have everybody in America write to me.
You're the least bit conceited, aren't you?
No, just ambitious.
Is New York as wild a place as they say it is?
New York is the most marvelous place in the world.
Oh, for you, perhaps.
It would be for you, too. I'd see to that.
Would you?
Yes, I'd enjoy showing you around.
Thanks.
What about here?
I'm busy.
Too busy to go to a dance once in a while or play a game of tennis?
Say, you must think Buzzard is one of these dude ranches.
A dude ranch? You've given me a great idea. I never thought of that.
What do you mean?
A dude ranch. That's just what it's going to be. Girls, cocktails, dancing, roughhouse. Ha! My dad thought he was sending me away from the bright lights. Well, I'll just bring the bright lights out here and turn them all on.
Well, count me out.
Don't you ever have a good time out here?
Sure we do. You ought to have been at my last candy pull.
Candy pull? Oh, lady, what I'm going to do for you.
Have some pity on an Easterner. Show a little sympathy. No one possibly could be sterner than you have been with me. There's a job that I'm applying for. Let me put it to you thus. It's a partnership I'm dying for, Mr. and Mrs. Huss. Before you file it on the shelf, let me tell you of myself. Oh, I'm the chappie to make you happy. I'll tie your shoesies and taste your bluesies. Oh, lady, would you? Oh, tell me, could you use me? I'd shake the mat out and put the cat out. I'd clean the garret and feed the parrot. Oh, lady, would you? Oh, tell me, could you use me? Do you realize what a good man you're getting in me? I'm no elk or mason or woodman who gets home at three. The girls who see me grow soft and dreamy, but I'm a gander who won't philander. Oh, could you use me? 'Cause I certainly could use you.
There's a chap I know in Mexico who's as strong as he can be, eating nails and drinking Texaco. He is the type for me. There is one in California more romantic far than you, when he sings ha-cha-cha-chona. I often think he'll do. But as for you, sir, I'm afraid you will never make the grade. For you're no cowboy, you're soft and how far you have no muscle, this is Brussels. I must refuse you. I cannot use you. Excuse me. No nightlife for you. The birds would bore you. The cows don't know you. A horse would throw you. You silly man. To ask me, can you use me? Though with love you may be a wizard, I'd love you to know. Could you keep me warm in a blizzard? Say 40 below. Your ties are freakish, your knees are weakish, so bad to flappers and highball appers. So you can use me, I most certainly can't use you.
I'd love to rough it.
You'd only muff it. You better track home. You're safe for back home.
Oh, lady, would you? Oh, tell me, could you use me? If we've no butler, I'll put the cutlery on the table as well as I'm able. I'd slave as you could if only you could use me.
Why, you don't even know how to lasso a bull or even a steer.
When I speak to them in my vessel, they'll worry, don't fear. I'd be no bother, I'd make a father like no other if you're the mother.
Oh, could you use me? 'Cause I certainly could use you.
In case you're wondering, this dame's name is Molly Gray, and she's cute as a doll as I ever see. With her Texas high-heeled boots, leather skate, and big 7.5-gallon hat. Before you know it, Danny's given her such a play that it's a good thing not many special delivery letters comes to Custerville, on account of they get delivered the day after tomorrow. Meantime... Excuse me? Yeah, like I thought, they just shot another sheriff. This seems to be the main pastime in Custerville. Personally, I suspect the character named Cactus Jake, a very rough type hombre who wants to be sheriff himself. One day, just after another sheriff had been disqualified, this Jake tries to put the finger on me.
There he is, boy! There's the fellow that shot the sheriff! Tie his hands up.
You can't tie my hands.
Why not?
He's got a point. While I'm trying to think of the answer, Jake starts slipping the noose over my head.
Come on, fellas. We can hang him to that beam.
Take that rope off. You want to dirty my collar?
Okay, Jake. I cut it over the beam.
Well, don't hang me on that one. It don't look safe. I might fall and hurt myself.
Come on, boys. String him up.
Now, wait a minute. There's something I want to say. It's just one word. If I can only think of it, just give me a chance to think.
Stop.
That's it. That's the word. Thank you, boss. Well, Danny saved my life that time. But he really had more important things to do. He'd been advertising the Buzzard as a dude ranch, and pretty soon Easterners began flocking out like dialects in Allen's Alley. One of them is an old flame of Danny's, a showgirl named Kate Fothergill, who had that old look before it became the new one. She takes to the West like she was born under a cactus bush, and she starts to tell us about it.
In town we used to fret away until we made our getaway out here where there's no doubt that men are men.
We're men.
We don't care if we don't go east again. It's wonderful to breathe around. They seem to have real trees around. And of the open spaces, there's no doubt. No doubt. That is the life that Riley told about. Before we're at the ranch another week, we'll get the well-known roses and the cheese. We haven't missed the Broadway or the white line. When the moon is nightlight,
that's the best of bright lights. This is the place to tarry at. The chaps who throw the lariat can fling a line that does a girl no good.
No good.
Not wood.
Not wood.
Not wood.
Not wood.
They fling a line that does a girl no good. Broncos, they never fear man or beast. They pack a wallop, they never dollop. Their pants have never been creased.
If you rifle the day of rifle, thank you, fight the dust. Oh, this December, we'll sing our thunder until.
Well, it don't take Kate long to figure out that Danny is very willing to let bygones be has been. Things was really beginning to simmer between him and Molly Gray. Though there is certain symptoms that East is East and West is still, well, West.
Poor, quiet little Custer girl. What you aren't doing to it, Danny?
Have you seen our new gay 90s barroom?
No, I haven't.
Come on, Molly. I'll show it to you.
Oh, not now. I'm going home.
Well, you can't go yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to you.
You forget how early I have to get up in the morning.
Can't you oversleep tomorrow and get up at 5?
Well, that makes the day too short.
If you get up at the time I go to bed, how are we going to see each other?
Must we?
You bet we must. I've got a lot of things I want to say to you about our future.
Our future?
Yes. Why, I have everything fixed perfectly for you. Wait and see. A swell little house on Long Island. Not far from the city, so I can commute. Every day I'll take the 5:15, and you'll be waiting for me as I arrive home, and you'll say, Danny, where have you been all night?
I can imagine. I wonder what you would have done if you had lived when men earned their living by the sweat of their brows.
I'd have sold handkerchiefs.
Everything's a big joke to you, isn't it?
Everything in this world is a great big joke. Everything but you.
I would be, too, if I'd give you a chance.
Come on, give me a chance, will you?
I will, Ma.
Don't you like me, Molly?
Sure I do.
How much?
Enough to make me want to be careful.
Careful of me?
No, of me.
I'm crazy about you, Molly.
I wonder how many girls you've sold that to.
Well, here's something I've never said before. Will you marry me?
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, come on. Just this once.
Dozens of girls would storm up. I had to lock my door. Somehow I couldn't warm up to one before. What was it that controlled me? What kept my love life lean? My intuition told me you'd come on the scene. Lady, listen to the rhythm of my heartbeat, and you'll get just what I mean. Embrace me, my sweet embrace of you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out me. I love all the many charms of you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
I went about reciting, here's one who'll never fall. But I'm afraid the writing is on the wall. My nose, it used to turn up when you deceived my heart. Now I completely burn up when you're slow to start. I'm afraid you'll have to take the consequences. You've upset the apple cart. Embrace me, my sweet embrace me. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. In your arms I find love so delectable, dear. I'm afraid it isn't quite respectable, dear. Oh, hang it. Come on, let's glorify love. Ding, dang it. You'll shout on call if I love. Don't be a naughty papa. Come to baby, come to baby. My sweet embraceable, lovable you.
Excuse me. I seem to be interrupting a very tender interlude.
Sam Mason.
Hello, Danny. Surprised to see me?
Yes, and not very pleased.
Danny.
I heard that your father had sent you out here to reform you, so I came out to find out for myself.
I think Danny is beginning to see that the West has got something attractive about it.
Well, how could he help that with you here?
I've even managed to get him to ride horseback.
You like riding?
I love it.
I ride with you sometimes?
Well, you have to get up very early. I'm in charge of the post office here, and I make my rounds before most people like you are out of bed.
Like me? I'm out of bed before breakfast every morning.
Well, then you're invited.
Thanks. Danny, this was a swell idea of yours, this dude ranch.
Yes, wasn't it?
I suppose you have accommodations for me.
Sorry, we're filled up. No room?
No room for you.
Why, Danny, that isn't true Western hospitality.
Certainly not.
You can't stay here, Sam. That's final.
Well, perhaps we can find room for you at our house. Come along, Mr. Mason.
What?
Say, I'd like that better.
I'll see what I can do about it.
Molly, you can't. You don't know what he's like.
Watch! Watch!
What is it now, Geber?
They just shot another sheriff.
To the Custerville Eden, then, enter a character who may just possibly turn out to be a snake in the sagebrush. We'll see about that in Act Two. Meanwhile, I suggest that we devote our best attention to an on-the-level hombre named Banghart Kenneth. He speaks for the Ford Motor Company.
Cut your watches, keep the records going. Cut your watches, keep them going. All right, everybody ready for intermission fame?
Sam, three shots on that last spot, right? Three,
three. One, three. All right. There you go.
George Gershwin's Girl Crazy will be heard after a brief pause for station identification.
Theater, Girl Crazy, continuing the adventures of Molly and Danny in the wide open spaces. Our first act ended, you will recall, with the sudden and fatal collapse of the Custerville sheriff and the arrival on the scene of trouble. Trouble in the person of Sam Mason. Trouble is what everyone has plenty of as Act Two begins. Among those who are not entirely happy, we must not fail to indicate Mr. Geber Goldfarb, citizen of Manhattan.
But, Danny, what do you got against Sam Mason anyhow? He seems like a fella knows his way around.
Yeah, that's just it, Geber. Around Molly. He's just making a play for her to get even with me because I took a girl away from him back in New York.
Aha!
Now, with all these weighty matters on our mind, I'd like you to take over the problem of law and order in Custerville. What do you know about politics?
Enough to keep out of them.
We want you to run for sheriff. The last one just quit.
Quit cold, you mean? Nothing doing. A job ain't got no security.
You could hold it till your dying day. And if you're elected, you'll get a big silver star on your chest.
Or a lily. Danny, I don't look my best by candlelight.
But, Geber, there's no danger. We're all behind you. Aren't we, fellas?
Well, just don't get too far behind. They needed a man who was strong and brave to risk that kind of crime. That time.
They needed a man who would not take graft unless it was over a dime.
That time. Don't talk to General Custer. Don't talk to Buffalo Bill. Goldfarb gives a bigger thrill. They needed a man who knows the game through serving a lot of time. That's fine.
So vote for Geber Goldfarb, he's all right. So vote for Geber Goldfarb, man of might. They needed a man who knows the game through serving a lot of time. Goldfarb.
That's fine. So, I'm running for sheriff. But what Danny don't tell me is that the guy I'm running against is Cactus Jake. Maybe that's just to keep me from running away. Anyhow, Danny's got his own troubles, what with Sam Mason giving Molly the biggest rush since 49. But I figure Danny's still got the edge because Molly's all the time trying to make a Westerner out of him.
But, Danny, if you'd only try to understand the West instead of doing everything you can to make it more like the East.
It isn't that I don't like it, Molly. It's just that, well, I can't sleep out here.
Why?
It's too quiet.
Too quiet?
Yes, back East it's different.
Well, how?
Well, for instance, in New York, we're rocked to sleep by the Manhattan Lullaby.
What's that?
It's played on ash cans about 3 a.m. every morning.
Sounds terrible.
It is. Then there's the Taxicab Symphony. And at 5 o'clock in the morning, the milk wagon serenade. Do you know, Molly, milk has kept more people awake than coffee. Oh, I'm just crazy about the East.
And I'm in love with the West.
Let's compromise and live in Chicago.
Do you really like me, Danny?
I think you're adorable.
Then why don't you try to like the things I like? Once you know the beauty of Arizona, you become a part of it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, Danny, you're hopeless. It's strange. I've waited so long for the right man to come along. And now that you've come, you're not what I dreamed of at all. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who although he for free to put on some steam. Follow my lead, oh, how I need someone to watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some steam? Follow my lead, oh, I need someone to watch over me.
Well, the election campaign for sheriff is really beginning to rock Custerville. And Danny, as my campaign manager, has some fancy notions about getting out the votes. He's imported a hot band from Chicago and arranged for Kate to do some electioneering in Swing. Personally, I can't figure out why Kate's so anxious to get me elected sheriff on account of she's taking quite a fancy to me, preferring my more cultivated Eastern-type accent to the brogue which them cowhands use. She's not the best-looking showgirl to come off of Broadway, but she sure has a block of personality and something else besides.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the tree sing, they're day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got Daisy in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more. Oh, man, trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man who could ask for anything more. Who could ask for anything more?
now I give you the next sheriff of Custerville, Deaver Goldfarb.
Folks, if I'm elected, I'll make the best little sheriff you've ever had. I want you to know I'm for the people. I never stole a dollar from anyone in my life. All I'm asking is that you give me a chance. To be elected, I mean. You don't want a cheap crook like Cactus Jake. He ain't the man for the job. Would he get out of a warm bed in the middle of the night and come to your protection? I ask you, would he? On the other hand, would I?
No!
There you are. I hate to talk about a man behind his back, if you can hear me. But Jake won't meet me face to face. Not if I can help it. I've been looking for that guy. He ain't fit company for man or beast. And when I see him, I'll just say,
You're what?
Hello, Jake.
So you've been looking for me, eh?
What makes you think so?
You're trying to poison them folks against me, would you? We chill out here for less than that.
Well, everything's cheaper out here.
You know who killed the other two sheriffs?
No, but I got a darn good idea.
You're right, neighbor. I did it.
And if you're elected, I suppose you commit suicide.
No. Well, if you're elected, I'm going to kill you. Now, look, neighbor. I'm going to give you one more chance to put the square out of them folks.
Okay. Now, folks, this is my last chance. There's been a lot of talk going around this part of the country about what a rotten snake in the grass Cactus Jake is. Now, you folks ought to be ashamed of yourselves. As somebody so wisely put it, Cactus Jake ain't fit for man or beast. They're wrong. He is.
All right. You ask for it.
Now I got the gun. Pull the trigger, Geeber. Pull the trigger.
No, don't shoot. I'll give you $50 for that gun.
How can you kill a man when he's talking business? Well, I win the election, and for a while, Jake lies low, which gives me plenty to worry about. Like I tell Danny, I'm wanted for murder.
Who have you killed?
Nobody. Jake wants to kill me. But Danny's got his own troubles. Sam Mason keeps trying to turn Molly against him. Then, to make it worse, Sam breaks the bank at the ranch's gambling tables.
Danny's pretty angry with me for winning that $6,000, Molly. He doesn't like my taking anything away from him.
Why do you and Danny dislike each other so?
Oh, same old story, girl trouble.
Oh, but Sam, it's so silly to hold a grudge over something that's past and done with.
Who told you it was past?
Well, I don't understand. Surely you don't mean it's some girl out here.
No girl means anything to me, Molly, except you. Yeah, see what I mean?
Danny's seeing less and less of Molly, and he's losing interest in the ranch, and finally, he takes to sitting around with a cowboy doing nothing. Well, practically nothing.
Some fellas love to tell it to the daisy. Some stroll beneath a honeysuckle vine. Some fellas, when they climb the highest mountain, still keep a crying for the Caroline. But I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While butterflies go flitting, I keep sitting, biding my time. Give me glass that's full of tinkle. Let me dream like Rip Van Winkle. Divided is time, and like that Winkle guy, I'm chasing way flies, holiday flies, biding my time.
just to turn the guy on. Beginning on a Monday, right through Sunday, biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen. There's no regretting when I'm settin' by my time.
My time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. Stranger, so long, I'll just go on biding and biding. No regretting at my time. Molly.
Happy to this morning. I thought you were going riding with me.
I didn't get away from the tables until 5 down for an hour and never woke up until 12.
Pretty hard to be a playboy and a cowboy at the same time.
Well, I bet you'll be there tomorrow morning.
Sorry, but I won't.
Why? Where are you going?
To the races at San Luis in Mexico.
With Sam?
Yes.
I won't let you. Molly, you just don't understand the kind of man he is.
Well, he's an Easterner, just as you are, Danny, but he appreciates what we have out here.
I'll bet he does. Well, you can't go with him.
Really? Well, just you try and stop me.
I'm not afraid of that pop gun.
You better be. I can shoot mighty straight. See that bottle over there on the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Well, watch the neck.
Put up that gun.
Keep your distance, playboy.
Hey, what's going on here?
Just a little warning.
What's the rope for, Danny?
That's to tie me up with, Sam.
Turn Bronco Buster, Danny.
Bronco Buster, he wants a Bronco. He seems to be unafraid. And now this caveman, this big and brave man, is out to capture a maid.
Stop it! Listen, Molly, I'm trying to keep you from going on this trip with Sam Mason because I know he isn't on the level with you.
Who says I'm not?
I do. You're only going around with Molly to get even with me for taking a girl away from you in New York.
Ready, Molly?
Don't go, Molly. You don't know what you mean to me.
I need you, my sweet embraceable you. I need you, you irreplaceable you. If you should ever leave me, really I don't know what I would do. My sweet embraceable you.
Is it true that you brought Kay out here and that you used to be...
She came out, yes, but that's all over.
I'll tell that to the Marines.
Where's your car, Sam?
You're not going with them.
Let go of me. This rough stuff doesn't suit you, playboy. Stand back. Remember, I can shoot straight.
All right, go with them. Go on. I don't care what you do now. You enjoy making a fool of a man, just like the rest of them. Go ahead.
Take it easy, Danny.
It's always that way with passion. So playboy, learn to behave, or else you're liable to cash in with no tune sewn on your brain.
Thank you.
End of Act Two. I think I can assure you that all is not yet over between Molly and Danny. There's a law known as Schubert's Principle of the Delayed Finale. It states that boy must be parted from girl at a certain point in every musical show. This makes for more music, more fun, and still more music. And believe me, the music and the fun are what count. Well, the scene shifts to Mexico. But now we'll hear from Kenneth Banghart, a solid caballero speaking for the Ford Motor Company.
This week in the showrooms of Ford dealers all over America, you can see the first new post-war products of the Ford Motor Company, the 1948 models of the famous Ford trucks. And these new Fords are new all through, really new. They have new engines, new frames, new brakes, new cabs, new size, and new models that Ford never built before. There are three new engines in Ford 48 trucks, all newly designed. A 95-horsepower six-cylinder engine and two V8s, 100 and 145 horsepower. The frames are newly designed for greater strength. The cabs are planned for greater comfort. And there are larger trucks, the biggest Fords ever built, up to 25 tons with conversion. All in all, there are 115 models of the new 48 Ford trucks, a Ford for every job. And these new Fords are bonus built. According to Webster, bonus is something given in addition to what is usual or strictly due. According to Ford, bonus built is a truck designed and built with extra strength in every vital part. That means that 48 Ford trucks have a greater range of use, with strength to handle heavier loads. And this extra strength means that Ford trucks do their jobs with less strain and wear. They work easier. 48 Ford trucks are planned and built stronger to last longer. By a study of the life histories of the five largest selling makes of trucks in America, life insurance experts have already proved that Ford trucks last longer, up to 19.6% longer. That's the record of past years. But now the new 48 Ford trucks are designed to be even better. They are bonus built, designed and made with a bonus of strength for longer life. And whether or not you buy or operate trucks, you will be served better because the organization which has built more trucks than any other, Ford, builds trucks better and stronger to last longer. Watch for the 48 Ford trucks, built stronger to last longer. Bonus built by Ford.
Keep the records rolling. Keep the records going.
So, Molly went off to the races south of the border with Sam Mason, who is up to no good. Danny and Kate have followed in Geber's hard-working taxi, which is up to anything. As we rejoin the mob, Geber has found Molly. She is not altogether contented with her recent anti-Danny actions.
Ah, come on, Molly. Cheer up.
I can't help it. I found out I'm in love, and it's too late.
Ah, it's never too late. Look at Tommy Manville. I used to drive him and his egg.
Oh, it's no use, Geber. You can afford to be cheerful. You have Kate.
Kate? She's not in love with me. Why, who could love a face like this?
Ah, yes.
Then we're both in the same boat, I suppose.
What? You got a face like this? That's better. Come on, Molly. Turn on that sunshine.
Old man sunshine, listen you, never tell me dreams come true, just try it, I'm a star rider. Beat the Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyanna who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool and get that way. And also at a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not.
Well, Molly goes off to the races with Sam Mason, who she's beginning to feel sorry she ever met up with. Pretty soon, Kate and Danny come along, and he wants me to drive them around to the gambling joints.
Mexico's wide open, Geber.
It ought to be. They've been shooting it up long enough. I don't feel comfortable here. I wish I was back in Custerville facing Cactus Jack.
Jake's down here.
Down here? Oh, quit your kidding, Kate.
I'm not kidding. I saw him myself. I thought you wanted to meet him.
Well, not here, but I can't arrest him here. He's out of my jurisdiction.
Oh, you needn't be afraid of him, Geber.
Come on, Danny, let's get going.
Some sheriff. Some hero I picked for myself. Oh, why do I do these things? His brains are minus, never a thought inside. And yet his highness lectures me day and night. And here I anchor, I might have had a banker. Boy, what love has done to me. His nature's funny, quarrelsome half the time. And as for money, he hasn't got a dime. And here's the joker, I might have had a broker. Boy, what love has done to me. When a guy looks my way, does he get emphatic? Say he gets dramatic. I just want to fly away. But if I left him, I'd be all at sea. Where will I wind up? I don't know where I'm at. Make my mind up, but how can I leave him flat? For I have grown so, my love for no good turn so. For what love has done to me. Oh, Molly, I'm glad you're back. I've been trying to get a word with you, alone.
Well, if it's about you and Danny...
It is, Molly, and you've got it all wrong. Sure, Danny gave me a play for a while, but that was before he came out here. He hasn't given me a tumble since he met you, honest.
Well,
it's Sam Mason who's been giving you the runaround, Molly. Why, he's got a wife in New York and a girlfriend for every cactus in Arizona.
Oh, if that's true...
Of course it is. And Danny was telling the truth when he said Sam only came out here to get even with him.
Of all the low-down, ornery tricks, just wait till I see that.
What's happened?
Wait, wait, find Sam Mason lying outside with his head, boss. I go call it, please. Hmm?
Good heavens, I hope it wasn't
Danny. Oh, here he comes now. You can ask him.
Someone knocked Sam out. He's in bad shape.
Oh, then it wasn't you who...
Who struck him from behind and robbed him? Certainly not.
Of course, he was carrying that $6,000. So that's what Cactus Jake came down here for.
Danny, I'm sorry I misunderstood about you and Kate.
Then you didn't really fall for Sam?
Danny, Molly, don't stand around here talking. You better get out of town and move fast. The police are after you, Danny.
Me?
Yeah. They've heard you had it in for Sam. I tell you, it ain't healthy here. You better take Molly and get in Sam's car and head back to the ranch.
But what about Sam? We can't leave him like this.
I'll take care of him. Go along with him, Kate.
And what about Cactus Jack?
I'll take care of him, too.
Oh, no, I'm staying. This I gotta see.
Quick. Roll it.
Oh, but it's good to be back in Arizona, boys. Look at those mountains over there, Danny. Aren't they beautiful?
But, Molly, those mountains are in California.
Well, what difference does it make? I love them all. Mexico, I love you. California, I love you too. Wyoming, I love you. Oklahoma, I love you too. Out of all the states in the West, here for us there's one that's the best. When it's Texas time in Arizona, I'll be waiting there for you. I will serenade you with Ramona, beneath sunny skies of blue. What a thrill, my darling, when we own a little rancho built for two. When it's Cactus time in Arizona, I'll be waiting there for you. What a thrill, my darling, when we own a little rancho built for two. When it's Cactus time in Arizona, I'll be waiting there.
I'll be waiting there.
Celebrating there.
Celebrating there. When it's Cactus time in Arizona.
Molly, that was grand. I'm beginning to understand the West at last.
And I think I'm beginning to understand you, Danny.
Enough to want to marry me?
Oh, no, wait a bit, Danny. I didn't say anything about that.
I know, but do you mind if I do a little guessing on my own?
Somebody loved me. I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me. I wish I knew. Who can she be? Where is me? For every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Hooray for Deaver's birthday! Hooray for our
Deaver's back? Jack. What is it, Kate?
Geber's captured Jake and he's confessed.
I had a tough fight, but I won.
Oh, Geber, I'm so proud of you.
I don't blame you. I'm proud of myself. You should have heard the reception I got at the courthouse. I'm still hoarse from all the cheering.
Tell us how you captured Jake, Geber.
Well, I figured he'd make for the border, so I hung around, and sure enough, he hailed me. How could he know I got the only cab in Arizona? Then we had some fight. I gave him the first punch, then the third punch.
You mean the second punch?
No, the second I got.
Where's Jake now?
In jail. I had a little trouble getting out myself, a hacking without an Arizona license.
Hey, look at Molly! Hey, where'd you get that
meeting? Molly, you look beautiful.
Are these the sort of clothes that smart New York girls are buying?
Smart New York girls don't buy their own clothes.
Molly, from now on, I'm really Western. Look what I've learned to do. I can spin a gun on one finger.
Wonderful.
And I've burned up all my Eastern clothes.
What? Just after I bought these?
Oh, you look swell. I was just getting ready to let you show me those mountain peaks at dawn.
I'd rather you'd show me the Empire State Building.
All right. But there's something I want to ask you first.
What?
Will you marry me and be mine for the rest of your life?
Well...
Excuse me, Molly, but you'd better marry him. Our time is almost up.
All right, then. I will.
George Gershwin in 1930. During that year, while Girl Crazy was still running, Gershwin wrote the second Rhapsody and then left New York for his first Hollywood visit. Ahead of him were Porgy and Bess and what should have been many years of songs. Next week, Arsenic and Old Lace. Together with a man named Krauss, I produced Arsenic and Old Lace on the New York stage back in 1941. Mr. Krauss and I had fun with that play. Plenty of worries, too, what with all the double-entry bookkeeping, but mostly fun. The fun has been transferred in its entirety to our Ford Theater version, which deals, like the original, with 13 murders, two very sweet old ladies, and a fiend. Our original fiend, the gentle Boris Karloff, will be on hand, and we have also prevailed upon our original pair of sweet old ladies to join us as well. The kindly spinsters will be played by Josephine Hull and Jean Adair.
Girl Crazy was adapted for radio by George Zachary from the book by Guy Bolton and Jack McGowan and lyrics by Ira Gershwin. The music was adapted and conducted by Lynn Murray. The continuity was by George Faulkner. Our editor is Howard Teichman. And the entire production was under the direction of George Zachary. Theater is presented by the Ford Motor Company, makers of Ford, Mercury, and Lincoln cars, and Ford trucks, tractors, and motor coaches.